The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive, affordable, and most effective tools to lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, a car dealership, a plastic surgery practice, a dental practice, an orthodontist, a veterinarian, or you have a franchise or you're a franchise dealer, or you're like us, you're an entrepreneur and you are ready to launch your business, or you're having some struggles, we will coach you through every play, from financing ideas, website traffic ideas, marketing, advertising, employees. Like today's topic, we're going to be talking about how to embrace change. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today we are on a pre-recorded call. We are extremely busy here at Video Broadcast Services. However, if you have any comments or questions or concerns, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, that email is info@videobroadcastservices.com. If you're looking for a state-of-the-art, comprehensive, completely optimized website, we're offering a great deal on websites right now, and we have a really unique marketing package to go along with that. You can call us directly at 888-996-9697. A little bit about us, we do. We do websites, we do marketing with a twist. We have a kind of a unique, not kind of, we do have a unique product and service that we offer to our clients. Just like ourselves, we pulled our hair out. If you've ever seen a picture of Kyle, you'll know that he pulled all of his hair out. Just kidding, Kyle. In terms of trying to figure out a way to earn our stripes on Google and on YouTube and become a powerhouse within the search engines, and we've got a winning strategy, and we'd love to represent you. But enough about us, because this program is about you and your business. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here and glad to be a part of this show. Really great topic that we're going to be talking about, and, you know, making sure that we emphasize the importance on, you know, business owners. You know, it's important to be rigid but also flexible and to know when to embrace change.
Exactly. I think, you know, for me anyways, I think that part of the reason that people you fear change is I think people fear change in their life in general. Would you not agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we make decisions and we want to stick with them, and having to change them sometimes can be painful and difficult.
But why is that? I think people get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah, sometimes not making the change can be end up being, you know, more painful. But I think a lot of times, you know, making change might be where, you know, we're changing something that's unknown and we fear the unknown. So a little bit of fear might be involved in that. Or maybe even as business owners, you know, sometimes, you know, we think that, you know, we make a decision that that's the right decision. It has to be the right decision, and there can't be any other decision. And so that can also prevent us from making change as well.
Right. Well, I think people fear the change. It's the pain that they know, you know, from a word out of Tony Robbins' book, it's, you know, pick your pain. So it's either the pain that you know that you're in and you know it well and you can embrace that, or you pick the pain of the unknown of making changes and all of a sudden just realizing it. But how many times have you heard somebody say, the only thing I can say, the only thing I'm upset about is that I didn't do it sooner. And I'm always curious why people resist it so much. I know for me, I heard a great phrase the other day on TV about failing forward. And, you know, I think that, you know, and you know me very, very well, Kyle, one of the things that I'm constantly saying is that I'm never afraid to try something, but I always do it in baby steps, because I want to try something, beta test it, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. Because sometimes you have to try it to know that it's either going to work or it's not. And a lot of people, for whatever reason, get so stuck. And I don't really understand it. I think part of it is that we're geared in life for that instant gratification, and it has never been more prevalent with the birth of the internet. Everybody wants everything done yesterday. They want what they want, and they want it now. They're not really interested in waiting. I think that's what gets a lot of people in trouble in terms of their marketing. They look at everything and they want instantaneous results. And while there are ways to do that, and expensive ways to do that, and you're going to continually pay for that instant, that instant gratification, if you will. But more importantly, it really comes down to, especially as it pertains to Google. Google likes seniority. They like relevant content, and they like consistency. And I think that a lot of people really try to shortcut that system and end up deeply disappointed, have spending, money that they'll never get back, and it ends up really hurting them in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I like what you said, quoting Tony Robbins, where he said, pick your pain. And because it really does. I mean, sometimes change is necessary, and change can be very good. And like you said, taking the baby steps and testing it and split testing it and making sure that it's the change you want is really smart to do versus, going all in and realizing that, making the change could have been the right thing to do, but you made it the wrong way kind of scenario.
Right.
So you have to be smart about how you're making the change as well and how that's being implemented.
But would you say, just based off your own personal experience, not anything, concrete or in stone or whatever, but when you've made your own changes, I mean, for me, it's kind of, I don't know, I'm trying to think and give a really good example of times where I initiated change and have been able to reap the benefits of that change, and where I've made change and went, oh boy, I really regret that. I could think of a couple of examples off the top of my head, not so much in business, because I'm very committed to knowing when change needs to be embraced and doing it. I don't look at change as like, oh my gosh. I look at change as just a detour, a different route, if you will. I mean, how many times have you been on the highway and you've had, or, going somewhere and you've had to detour and you're in unfamiliar areas and you're not sure? It's like, well, what's the worst case scenario? A, you might be late, and B, you may have to back up and turn around and retrace your steps and figure out where you went wrong. And that's okay, because once you figure out where you went wrong and you acknowledge the mistake that you made, chances are you're never going to make it again. But yet, for some reason, people get very anchored in doing things the same way over and over again. And at the end of the day, they're like, wow, I just didn't see that. I don't know why that, if the day has unfolded exactly the way every other day has unfolded, where one would expect to reap the benefits of something different happening. I don't know. It seems to me it's kind of a no-brainer, but yet we run into that all the time. I mean, not just in business, but in people, I can think of a lot of people, personally, that really struggle with that, and I'm not really quite sure why so many people fear it. To me, change is not something that needs to be feared. It should be something embraced, because you're getting a new lease. I mean, what was someone saying? You every day that you sit down, every day that you wake up and sit down to breakfast, you basically have a chance to change the course of your life. And how many people never think that way? They're sitting down having their, their bagel or their morning coffee, and nobody looks at it and says, oh, wow, I have a whole day to completely map out a different agenda for myself. And I don't think people look at it that way.
No, I don't think either. I mean, a lot of times they don't make the change, and then they get stuck in daily grind, I guess I can say. And they just do the same things over and over, and they get stuck in the same, and that also prevents them from making change. But, yeah, every day waking up and being like, okay, what can I do today to make a difference in myself, in someone else, difference in my business, someone else's business? How can I, you know, how can I contribute and put my best foot forward? And, you know, and really looking at the day, I like that the saying that says, you know, today is the first day of the rest of my life. So whatever mm-hmm. took place yesterday is in the past. You know, today is the first day of the rest of your life, and to look at it that way, and to really make those positive changes.
Right. Yeah, for me, and I think you know me pretty well, I'm not one that dwells on the problem. I want to know what my options are, and I want to know what my solution is. And, you know, the old saying, every problem has a solution, is very, very true. One of the things that I think trips people up the most, and I think a lot of people are going to identify this, so I'll say it nice and slow. How many times have we continued on, and the problem that we originally were faced with is now 10 times bigger than when it originally happened? And to me, what happens is you have somebody that goes into the ignore phase, where they, if they don't think about it or they don't, you know, focus on it, then it's going to go away, which very rarely does a problem go away. And to me, what you're doing, when you don't initially deal with a challenge, a problem, whatever you want to call it, what instinctively ends up happening is that when you're first introduced to what that challenge or that problem is, if you just say to yourself, well, you know, I'm just not going to deal with it right now, whatever, it's, you know, I'm going to deal with it later, whatever, usually what ends up happening is that the original options and solutions that you have in front of you are usually not there when you revisit it at a later date. So to me, it's almost self-defeating to not sit there and go, you know, oh, okay, what do I need to do? I mean, Kyle, I think you and I both could acknowledge over the last 6 to 8 weeks the amount of changes that we've integrated into our own business platform, from everything from redoing some of our websites that we manage and some of the marketing that we manage, if not all of the marketing, I should say, that we manage, and to incorporate the latest changes and mandates that Google has rolled out. And it's the same thing. If we were not proactively reacting to what needs to be done, we don't get the best results that we can get for our clients. There's certain things that you and I have talked about that we've wanted to integrate into our customer service. Every time that we're faced with a challenge or a problem or something that we think we can do better, we sit and talk about it, sometimes in great lengths to what we want to do. And to me, it's the way you almost have to run your business, because I like it when I have multiple options in front of me that I can then choose from. What's really great about tackling it head on and at the initiation of the introduction of the challenge, if you will, is because usually you have a lot of options on the table. So by utilizing one in test marketing, if you will, and looking at it and saying, okay, I'm going to take a look at this and I'm going to see what kind of results I can get from this, the good news is if you tackle it head on right in the initial stages of it, if that one doesn't work, you may have 5 more to fall back on. But I've seen a lot of people bury their head in the sand, and then all of a sudden the original options are evaporated, and they're not there for your ability to tap into test market to see if that would have made a difference. And again, it goes back to, I've seen this happen a thousand times where they say, the only thing I'm kicking myself is, and Kyle, we've done that. I mean, we are, again, the theme of our show is to tell you and explain to you, when we have broken our legs and we have learned and fallen down and skinned our knees, we're here to say, after we healed, we could tell you what we did wrong, and now we're here to say, this now works doing it this way. So you don't have to skin your knees. You don't have to fall down. You don't have to break your leg. We are telling you that when you in your gut, in your mind, when you're burning holes on your ceiling at night trying to figure out how to make your business successful, you really have to look no further than what are your options? You know, what are you not doing? What is your message? Listen to what you're saying. You know, look at your website. Make sure your website's up to date. Make sure that your product is what you think it is. Make sure that your customer service is what it should be. Make sure that you're doing a better job than your competitors. I probably sound a little evangelical about it, but I think this one is very, really, really, you know, close to my heart in terms of things, because I just see so many people all the time, you know, making the same mistakes over and over again and not learning from them and not realizing that there is a much, you know, it goes back to the, again, we're full of cliches today, but it's about working smarter and not harder. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that put in a very, very long day, and I have a lot of respect for them. We're in that category. But at the same time, I do feel that, you know, at every juncture that we're constantly sharpening our skates to ensure that we are, you know, moving in the right direction. And if we're not, you know, we throw it in reverse and take a different route.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you there?
And,
I kind
and
of
have,
long.
Yeah, no,
I
have
to go on. I'm sorry, I kept saying that. I was talking too much, and then I kept talking.
you're bringing up some good points. I mean, you have to be able to adjust and move and change and look at change as being a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. You know, it can be very good and very healthy and very profitable. And really, you know, that one change can be the tipping point that really changes everything in your business and changes it for the better.
Oh, it's so true. There's like you know, that great book by The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. You know, he talks about, you know, how hush puppy shoes, and I can't specifically remember what the tipping point was, but I remember what it was. It was, I believe, somebody wore them on TV or something, wore them somewhere, and all of a sudden, hush puppy, you know, buck shoes were like just a hot commodity, and run, you know, they were just selling like hotcakes. Cabbage patch dolls, same thing, you know. And that's the thing, you know, one little minor adjustment. I know for us, we made a couple of adjustments on our website, and our traffic has just exploded. And it was like, wow, like, you know, and just, it's just one little tweak that we did, you know, and it's just so funny how that happens. And, you know, one little change up in our elevator pitch, you know, when we're talking to a client, and all of a sudden it's like, ba-boom, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's resonating with them. You know, they're like, okay, now I completely get it. So we understand it, but you really have to be able to embrace the change and not fear it. And the good news is, if it doesn't work, go back to what you were doing before. You know, I mean, there's always a second chance. And always remember that when you wake up in the morning, like they said, I just found that so fascinating. When you sit down to have your morning coffee or your bagel or your bowl of cereal or whatever it is, always remember, today is a new day. You have a new day in front of you to completely remap out what you're doing and do things differently. And really, not have to fear that. You know, the good news is, at the end of the day, if God willing, you're still here the following day, you have yet another clean slate to start the day yet again. So as much as it's scary, don't look at it that way. Look at it as a way to try to, you know, do things differently and really make a difference with your business and really try to move it forward, improve your sales and improve your customer service, your product, you know, whatever it may be. There's always a way to really do things differently. One little, you know, pet peeve of mine is the way business owners kind of treat people, you know, when they walk into their business. And always remember that every dollar that you're ever going to make is right now in somebody else's checkbook, on somebody else's credit card, or in somebody else's pocket. And always remember that, because I think the way you treat customers when they come into your customers, clients, whatever you call them, when they come into your business, they ultimately are the one that signs your paycheck every week, and you need to remember that. And also remember, change can be good, it can be liberating, and more importantly, it can be that single fact change-up it's something that you do differently, an add-on to your service or product or whatever. You might be a new website. It might be a different marketing strategy. You never know what is you're going to integrate and implement into your daily business routine that is going to explode your business. So always remember that and always keep that in mind. And remember, change can be good. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins. Along with Kyle Klaus, we hope you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept or an idea, you have a product, or you just have some, you know, your own experiences that you feel you learned a great deal from, a great lesson, or you made a change within your business and it really had a huge impact, we would love to have you on our program. You can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.